Alors, Ben Johnson, qui est conseiller politique auprès du HEFCI, Higher Education Funding Council of England.
Merci pour l'invitation. Je suis désolé que ma présentation sera en anglais. En fait, je parle français un peu. Je m'appelle Ben. J'ai 15 ans. Une bière, s'il vous plaît. Mais je ne peux pas parler couramment sur les métriques de recherche. C'est maintenant je parle anglais, English. OK, so, lentement, mais pas trop lentement. OK, I'm going to talk about an important piece of work which HEFCI did over the last 2 years on research metrics. If you don't know who HEFCI are, then we are a large funder of universities in England. We're the largest single funder. We invest into teaching and research in universities about 5.5 billion euros every year. We oversee universities and look at the quality of what's going on. And I think the most important thing we do is something called the UK Research Excellence Framework. That's a great big process to look at the quality of research that happens in UK universities. It happens every 5 or 6 years, and it looks at the all of the research publications and the impact of UK research, and then the scores of that are used to drive the funding that we give to universities. So I'm going to talk about metrics. We've already heard today, metrics are everywhere. We've got all sorts of different types of metrics, from citations. We've got H indices. We know about impact factors. We now know about alt metrics, even tweets and the Facebook likes. You know, all of these things are coming about now as ways that we can measure research. And I think with that, we've got new avenues of disseminating research. We've got our repositories, we've got blogs, wikis, different types of things like videos, physical artifacts, even software. And how do we make use of that in a digital world? How do we measure it and make sure that it counts? So that's really what we wanted to look at. And as a result, we've produced some reports, which I'm going to talk through a little bit today. The idea is that there is a tide now. There is a metric tide that's washing over us with all these different ways of measuring research. What's going on? What effect is that having? How are those different metrics being used? How can they be used? And actually, how should they be used? And that's what we wanted to find out. So, being a national research funder, there is a political element to this, and that is that the research excellence framework is very expensive, and universities and researchers really hate it. They hate people like me for doing this to them. So, this guy used to be our minister for universities and science, and he told us we needed to see if we could do it more cheaply using metrics, and metrics are cheaper. So we put in place a steering group chaired by Professor James Wilsdon, who's Professor of Science and Democracy at this University of Sussex, a large interdisciplinary steering group of different people from different organizations, researchers, research funders, experts on metrics, people who work in university research management, and it was supported by HEFCI. We took a rather broad approach to this, wanting to really open up the question about metrics instead of closing it down, and trying to find out really through things like a call for evidence, you know, asking people to write to us with evidence, lots of events and stakeholder engagement, an in-depth review of the literature, which is we've published. It's 200 pages long. It's a review of all of the literature on metrics, and some analysis of the ref results to really try and find out what was out there. But we weren't doing it in a vacuum. There was other stuff going on. The debate around metrics has been progressing rapidly for a long time. And on the one hand, you have people who are very positive about the potential for metrics to play a greater role in universities, like our friends at Elsevier. And on the other side, you have the grumpy academics who are desperate to avoid any sorts of metrics, and that peer review is the gold standard and metrics should go away. And so there's a lot of debate already underway. And you know, there's also, we realize that there are other forms of metrics that matter to universities, like the league tables and university rankings, which people pay a lot of attention to, in certainly in the UK, and I think abroad as well. People are very concerned about where they are ranked in the grand scheme of things. So that was all going on as well. And, you know, the altmetrics movement is a big movement now. And just last week, there was a big conference in Amsterdam about this, the second altmetrics conference, discussing new ways to measure stuff. And then there's a lot of concern around things like the journal impact factor, distorting behavior, causing people to publish in what they see as being the top journals, and how what effects that's having on people. And so initiatives like DORA, which is the Declaration on Research Assessment, were having an effect on researcher behavior in the UK as well. Likewise, the publishers, they love the impact factor, and you go to see something on their website about metrics, and they are advertising just how good they are according to their metrics. So they have are very interested in this. So yes, there's a lot there. So we did 2 years worth of work to find out how are people using these metrics and how should they be using them. So I'm going to just talk through some of the main findings that we've got, and they're all published in this report. I think the main thing is that across the research community, and this is in the UK, but we looked abroad and we looked into Europe and Australia and America as well, the description and production and consumption of what we call of metrics is actually quite contested. It's quite controversial, and people really misunderstand what the term metrics means. They know there are lots of things that you can measure, but they just don't really understand what this term means. And connected with that, I think there is a lot of skepticism about metrics. And that really, we found quite a large amount of consensus. The idea that peer review should remain as the most widely supported way to measure research quality came through very strongly from all of our consultations and our discussions. Peer review is not perfect, but it is the most widely supported way of measuring research quality. And metrics, it was felt, metrics should actually support that, but not do away with it and not replace it. So that was a major finding, that peer review is still, even nowadays, with all of the different metrics we have, peer review is still really, really important to people. We also know that if you do it wrong and you use metrics inappropriately, then you can create perverse incentives in universities. Actually, there is, I think, some legitimate concern that some of the quantitative indicators, some of these metrics, can be gamed, they can be manipulated by people. People can cite their friends, people can manipulate the different metrics. If you look at download, somebody could just download lots of their own paper many times. And so actually these do lead to unintended consequences. If you want to make metrics more important in driving university funding, for instance, then you have to be very careful because there will be unintended consequences. Likewise, I think we need the infrastructure underneath the metrics to be open and to be interoperable. And some of the initiatives there are ones that we are very aware of and I think can support this. Because in some cases, the metrics are really closed. They're a black box, and you can't see inside the black box, and you don't know what's going on in these league tables and rankings and things that are making these things, the journal impact factor, for instance, very hidden, very hard to understand what's going on. So we need to open this stuff out. Likewise, we found, actually, when we looked at the research excellence framework results and we looked at metrics, we didn't really find a great deal of agreement between the two. There is a very low correlation between what the REF does, which is expert judgment and peer review, and what the metrics are doing. That's very interesting because it says if you took away expert judgment and only had metrics, then your universities would get different amounts of money. Another big finding actually was that there is a lot of evidence there, but there's also a lot of evidence missing. And I think in the UK, we're quite bad at funding what we would call the science of science policy. So really trying to understand what these systems look like nationally and internationally that kind of drive a lot of these decisions. And so we think that there is scope for investing a bit more money into that so that we can really understand this stuff. Our literature review on metrics was 200 pages long, but I think you could have another 200 pages that looks at why people in university management, university leadership, funding, and government make the decisions and what evidence they're using. So we kind of settled on this idea of responsible metrics. I said earlier we should be thinking about how should metrics be used, and this really connects to the Leiden Manifesto on research metrics, these ideas about how you should be using metrics and what this idea of responsible metrics means. And it's five things. One is that metrics should be robust. We should base them on the best possible data, and they should be accurate, but they should also be broad-reaching. They should cover as many research outputs as possible. I think we should also be humble in how we approach metrics. That actually we need to recognize that these numbers should only really be supporting our expert judgments and common sense and not replacing them. I think we need to be transparent. Metrics need to be transparent. We need to know what the mathematics is behind the metrics and what the systems are so that we can really test that and evaluate, does this make sense? Fourth is really important, diversity. Actually, we need to make sure that we are aware that there are going to be variations across the different subjects and disciplines in research. And, you know, when you look at the metrics, you can see that even certain types of people from different backgrounds, men and women, you know, people who are black or from a minority background, younger people, older people, they all score differently on these metrics. And that's something you need to watch out for. And fourth, I think we need to be aware that this stuff is changing. So it's a reflexive system. So that's what we found. And what were our recommendations? So I'll talk through these very quickly. The first most important recommendation is really that we need to develop, as a research community, a more sophisticated understanding of the contributions of metrics and also their limitations. If there's a lot of debate and disagreement out there, then we really need to make sure that we have a nuanced approach to understanding how metrics can work. And at an institutional level in universities, university leaders therefore need to develop a very clear statement of the principles on their approach to research management and assessment, which will include the role of metrics. And so by this I mean, for example, if a university leader says, we need to become the number one university in France, then they should be communicating that to people and explaining why that's important to them and what the rationale is behind that decision. Likewise, research managers and administrators in universities need to really champion these principles, get behind them, and get behind the idea that metrics should be used responsibly in universities. And when people are deciding who gets a job, who is recruited, who is promoted, then I think universities need to be very, very explicit about the criteria that they're using for these decisions. Because I think there is a lot of suspicion that when somebody goes for a job, they need to say, I've published in this journal with this impact factor, I have this many citations, and I've got an H index of X. And without really knowing how those numbers are being used in decision making, then I think there's a perception of unfairness, which I think needs to be really challenged. Likewise, individual researchers and academics need to be mindful that there are limitations in how they're presenting their own research. So boasting about your impact factor or your H index might be detrimental. So they need to be aware of what the limitations of the numbers are as well. I think research funders as well, this is one of the recommendations, they need to develop their own principles on how they're using metrics. And on league tables, the data providers, the analysts, the producers of university rankings need to be transparent. They need to be interoperable with their systems, and everything needs to be more open so that we can see what's going on. Publishers too need to reduce their emphasis on the journal impact factor, and we need a more transparent, open data infrastructure. We need to develop some principles there for trustworthy research information management. ORCIDs will be important. Digital object identifiers will be important. And investment into these systems is going to be really, really important as well. So those are the recommendations. We've said that we want to develop a mechanism to carry forward this work. We will be establishing a forum for responsible metrics in the UK that's going to bring together some of those key players to work on some of this stuff and make it happen in the UK. And we've set up a website here, which is responsiblemetrics.org, where the debate is continuing. So I would recommend having a look at that. There is also a lot more information on the London School of Economics impact blog, using that address at the top, which contains lots of follow-up debate and discussion after we'd published the report, including several articles that go into further depth about what it might mean for the UK now that we have this idea of responsible metrics. This is a very, very important piece of work in the UK, and people are paying very close attention to what we're doing on metrics. But it's only one piece of the puzzle. So I think it's important that we continue this work, that we invest in this work, and that we can try and make some sense out of the metrics agenda as we go forward. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, Ben.